Hi, my name is Mercedes Law. I'm 17 years old and I'm a junior at the Glenwood Springs High School. To get started with the first question, what has been the hardest challenge for you and or your family during the COVID-19 pandemic? I would definitely say that the hardest challenge is just having to stay home and not being able to go out and get together with friends and family. That was something that was definitely a big part of our life, and something that we would do all the time is have get-togethers and just be with friends and family. What has been rewarding about staying home? Staying home, I guess I've just gotten to take time for myself and do things for myself. I guess I've done a lot of projects that I would have probably never done if it wasn't for this pandemic and if I didn't have to stay home all the time. None of my family or myself have personally been infected by the COVID virus, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. None of us have been tested yet either. Luckily, the stay-at-home order hasn't affected my family financially. My dad is still considered an essential worker, and my mom doesn't, she never worked before, so we are very fortunate to still have my dad working. What was homeschooling like for me? Homeschooling was tough. I definitely had no motivation. It was hard. It's hard for me to learn online through a computer and not being around all my friends to, like, not help me, but, like, motivate me. I could not stay motivated. I do school for, like, an hour and then just give up and not want to do it anymore. How do you think that life will change in your community? I really don't think life is going to change in our community. During the whole pandemic, even when there were stay-at-home orders, we still saw so many people living life as normal, as if there was just completely forgetting that the viruses even existed. So in our valley, I think things are going to go completely back to normal. I don't think there's really going to be any change. And I'm not really afraid of this virus. Doesn't scare me. If anything, I'm afraid for, like, my grandparents and great-grandparents, for them to get it. The best case scenario I can find in this situation is, I guess what I've learned, just to, like, not take things for granted, because you really do never know when things are going to get taken away from you, like school. I'm really probably never going to take school for granted again. I've gained such an appreciation for it and being around all my friends every day, and now that I can't do that, it's just, I've grown such an appreciation for that and for all of them. How are you connecting with your community as we continue to be physically separated? I still work every day. Almost every day I work at a Starbucks, and other than that, I guess online through, like, social media and FaceTime. What are you most looking forward to after social isolation policies are rolled back? Definitely just being able to do things with my friends, get out and have more things open up, just to, like, live life like it was before, I guess. What aspects of coronavirus most directly impacted your life in the Roaring Fork Valley? I guess that most directly impacted my life is school being shut down. That was definitely hard, and it was really sad because I don't get to be with a lot of my friends and all the seniors I'm not going to be with next year, which is sad. How do you think the world will be changed by the COVID experience? I think after this, the world is definitely gonna be more careful and clean. I do think we're gonna be more clean. Like, we see so many more places having so many more rules and sanitizing. I think after this COVID pandemic, everyone is gonna be more aware of what they're touching and how many germs, and I think we are just gonna be more clean as a whole. And yeah, that's all I have, so thank you.